Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row. Presented by Hyundai on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back, Hour 4 from Radio Row. This hour coverage brought to you by RCN here on Zolak and Bertrand.
How many people from the Boston area you think are down for the big game that got their tickets, got their hotels, and bought one of those tickets to that Gronkowski Super Bowl party on the beach?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive, right?
I don't know how many people are know the answer.
Especially if you have the VIP tickets and you get to be in like the same tent that Rob may be in. For maybe all 5 minutes that he's going to be there? I got a little inside info.
You got inside info yesterday, which is what? Tell us.
He ain't going to be there long. He's got a couple things going on. A little show up, meet and greet, quick hit.
How long do you think he'll be at the party?
10 minutes tops.
10 minutes tops.
How's Rick Ross going to play 20 songs in that time and get all the other acts up, right?
Yeah. 20 minutes. Not 20 songs.
I told you this about all these guys that run these camps, these sports camps. You people pay all your money to go see, get the picture taken with Edelman and all these guys. They ain't there long. They just show up and roll. A lot of things going on down here.
Yeah.
Careful with that one if you haven't purchased tickets yet.
I mean, those tickets are pretty much sold.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna be on the beach in nice weather drinking. So... really think you're going to hang out with
but
him.
You can be on the beach drinking anywhere on the beach down there. There's a big-ass beach here that doesn't require you to spend $500 to go to Gronk's.
You want to go to Gronk's party, go to Gronk's party. I'm sure it'll be a good time. There are a lot of good times to be had in a lot of places around here.
Yes.
So.
That's a fair and accurate statement.
Yeah. Sure.
By the way, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, according to Dak, tells ESPN, quote, "I'm confident a new contract is coming. I'm confident in my agent and my team, and I'm confident in the Cowboys that something will get done." That's what Dak Prescott told.
What's his agent? Yeah, same guy. Same guy as Brett Favre, Bus Cook. I think he may. Jerry's yacht's parked here.
Is that right?
Oh, just see the size of this sucker. It's parked in Lauderdale. It's been here for a week.
So he brought his super yacht?
He brings his super yacht ahead of time. It's one of the sleekest yachts you'll ever see.
He's got a guy named Todd France at CAA, according to what I'm seeing.
Never heard of him. Wow.
Yeah.
No, he's a big one.
Is he?
Yes.
Todd France. No, that guy was sitting on with us is a big one.
Well, I mean, no offense to Lee Steinberg, but
I'm talking.
There's like a whole younger wave of agents coming up. Steinberg's been around a long time.
Yeah.
40-plus years he's been repping NFL players. Mm-hmm. He's probably got a few stories he could tell.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
He's not going to tell us because agents are good at not telling those stories unless it's beneficial to the client.
he told us Hunt's offered more than Hines.
So he did.
We at least got that out of him.
Well, he let you say it, and then he said, asked and answered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you didn't even have to say it.
Patrick Mahomes endorses Hunt because Hunt came up with more money.
Pisses me off.
Because you know why? Hunt needs it more.
Hunt's
they need the market.
You know what? Hunt isn't bad. I'm a big Hines guy. I'm not like Jim Murray when I get pissed off and I go to a restaurant. You got to use Hunt. Get a little more tomato. It's not bad. It's a country kitchen.
Yeah, I don't have strong feelings about ketchup. It's one of those things that
Oh, man, but if you get ketchup at a good restaurant, it's cold, you have those hot fries. Cold ketchup.
Cold ketchup on a hot fry.
I like that table ketchup, room-warm, tepid ketchup. Mm-mm.
So, obviously, Zoe has some strong, defined feelings on ketchup.
Yes.
Ed's in Milton. Hi, Ed.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Here's my take on the whole Giselle issue. It's just sort of, she wants to move her kids one last time, wherever city she wants to go. It's just sort of like, Tom, you should have retired 2 years ago. Here, I want to move them to New York, L.A., wherever for my career for the next 20 years that I've done for you for the last 20.
And you sympathize with her on this?
I do. I do, because it's a relationship. That's why it's give and take. It's sort of like, it's not only about Tom. It's about her. It's about their kids. It's just sort of like, here, this is what I want too, and that's how it should work. We all have relationships. That's how it works, give and take.
I mean, I get that, but they've never moved for Tom's football career. They've never had to.
Well, because she accepted wherever he played.
Played one place.
You know, now all of a sudden,
tell me why
she's career.
Only played here. He hasn't. He's never played anywhere else.
Why does Giselle need to live in New York or Los Angeles for her career?
Well, I don't know, because it's kind of a bigger city than Boston.
But what is she, a city planner? What does she do?
I don't know. I think you understand the point, guys.
I really don't understand the point. What does she do, and why does she need to live in New York or L.A. to do it?
She needs to do it in L.A. or New York because
the media
there is so much bigger.
What does she do? Is she a network
more product,
anchor?
More
what?
Product, more money made with the product she sells and endorses in those.
Exactly.
How? Doing what?
Guaranteed.
What does she do? No, tell me what she does.
Allow her.
Tell me what she does.
Hold on. To Ed's
the perfume
point,
and all that.
He's not wrong.
Use her
Ed's
image.
Not wrong. I can no, understand right. why Giselle wants to live in New York
right.
City.
More buzz with her.
She deals in product endorsements. She deals regularly with products and different lines and brands, cosmetics, that she's involved in, right? She's not modeling on a runway anymore,
right?
But she's obviously got business interests that would be closer to New York or L.A., right? I'm not even debating that point. Great. You know what you should do then? Move to New York. Move to Gretchen. Stay there. And Tom's going to go play football. And, yeah, that's unfortunate if Tom doesn't like that. But, hey, you know what you can do? You can also just suck it up for a couple of years. It's not going to go on until you're 50 no. or you're 60. You're 39, and you've got 3 more years of this at the most.
Or, I don't know, the 1 or 2 days you have to work, you fly to New York.
Like, what the hell?
And once a month, you fly to L.A. I don't know. It's you have the means, you have the opportunity, and I'm still not quite sure what it is that she needs to accomplish by being geographically closer to these places
you
in New York.
You don't think
and
her
LA.
Life could be made more convenient living in New York? Close to New York than living in Nashville.
I don't know I don't know what she does. If you tell me what she does, is she have to do photo shoots that only take place in New York and L.A.? Then yes, but no one can seem to tell me exactly what it is that she does. And other than it's just be easier for her. Why? What?
I believe her line of business.
What is her business? Being Giselle.
Being Giselle.
Okay, I think you can do that anywhere. I don't know. That's just me. I can be me anywhere.
If you're in L.A. and if you're in New York, you can do once a month. But to your point,
quit trying to make it sound like it's like detrimental to her career.
It's not.
She doesn't want to live.
No, I didn't say that.
If she doesn't
want
to live in Boston,
her life could probably be more convenient. So I can understand a desire to live in one of those two towns as a celebrity. That's all I said.
I'm sorry you're going to be inconvenienced with your $500 million.
That's how I feel. I agree with you.
In a mansion.
I'm just saying, let's not play this stupid game of
a country club.
You have no idea why she'd want to be near New York or L.A. I get why she'd want to be near it, but too bad. You're not going to be. It's not going to be some major inconvenience.
Right. She didn't want to live here. Okay, fine. Go.
Live wherever you want to live then. You know?
Or visit.
And if you're Tom Brady and it's that big of a deal to you, then quit football.
Right.
Quit.
But I don't want to. I do not want to hear about the sacrifices these two make for each other anymore. It's insulting. It's insulting.
If that's not workable for you, quit football and retire. That's it. Give it up.
sacrifices. Stop it.
It's that song by Creed. I sacrifice.
I think that was like some song about Jesus, wasn't it?
Oh.
No. What's the old? What do you got?
It's Tom texting me.
Oh, okay. Good to know. 617-779.
Oh, is this Creed?
Okay. 098.
I have to go to the bathroom.
No.
I see your calls waiting. We'll get to your calls right after this.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row.
Brady's got a lot of houses.
Right.
And I would say this similar to the Philip Rivers story, which is, yes, Rivers moved to Florida. He's going to build a home in Fairhope. It's going to be huge because he's got a lot of kids. And if he plays for the Chargers again, he's going to rent a ridiculous mansion near the Chargers, and he'll drive to work, and it'll be fine. Like, Tom Brady buying houses doesn't dictate where he's going to play next year, because wherever he's going to play, he's not going to buy. He's going to rent. He is going to rent a house, move with his family, and live there, unless it's in New England, in which case he actually probably still would rent a house, because, as you guys may have heard, he sold his house.
J-Lo, the other side.
It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the floor.
Was the Ian Rappaport of NFL Network earlier in the show. This hour of coverage in the 1 o'clock hour brought to you by RCN. Slight inaccuracy there at the end. He said, as you probably heard, he sold his house. We cut the clip short. We went on to then say, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, it's for sale. Sort of a big difference. My guess is if he's still in New England, he can move right back into the house that's for sale. And if he's in a market where he already owns a property, he could move into a place that he owns as opposed to renting. But his bigger point was, as you'll hear in this clip, as he confirmed, because I went and asked him specifically about it. Cool. See you later, McCourty twins.
See you guys.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks for stopping in.
Hey, good luck next year.
Great interview. Appreciate talking to you. Wow. There they go. Where's Logan? Is he in the group? Anyway,
we should replay it.
Here's the clip. Here's a clip of Rappaport about the family moving with him. Here it is.
If you're a team and you want to sign Tom Brady and he doesn't have a signed contract, like, that's a window, right? So the fact that this is like a real interesting possibility is crazy to me.
Do you think it's a real possibility?
Yes. I think it's a real possibility.
Are you thinking more like that since the season has ended, or do you feel the same?
Or so, better question is, if you had to, you know, put your money down right now, where he's going to play next year, where is it?
You know, my gut, my heart says it's New England, just because it's hard to turn your back on all that history. And when push comes to shove, Brady always embraces New England, right? Like, he always embraces Belichick, he always embraces Kraft. Then there are times, you know, as you guys know, things have not always been rosy. There's been, you know, there was the Seth Wickersham story about how it was breaking apart, all that stuff. At every time, Brady has come back.
Yeah.
So my gut says that happens here, but it is definitely not a given. And if he ends up somewhere else, obviously it would be a surprise, but it wouldn't be, like, stunning.
When you say the family will go with him wherever he goes, do you say that knowing that, or is that just what we sort of assume will happen?
That is my understanding, that they would go with him.
It's his understanding that the family goes with him. So, as much as we sit here and bicker about it, Hardy, they're going with him wherever he goes.
Yeah, as well they should.
Yes.
As well they should. I just know that a lot of people have to deal with a lot more, with a lot less resources, and complain about it and mention it never. That's all.
Well, I mean, I think
but
it's good.
There are people out there.
People that struggle with things and don't have $750 million in the bank.
And truly struggle, and it never gets brought up, because that's just life, and that's, you know, sometimes that's what you make of it. You know, you've got, you know, extended families and kid, you know, one kid here with a mom and other kids here, and it's like, oh, you want to keep it all together. Okay, well, that's the life that you've made for yourself. Now deal with it. Nobody wants to hear about, like, how difficult it is for you, especially when it ain't all that difficult. There's a certain thing that can make dealing with all these issues a lot easier. That's a lot of money. And if you got a lot of money, you can somehow, a lot of these issues aren't all that bad. They're really not. You just have homes. You deal with it, you know, and fly back and forth. You can do all these things. Oh, the sacrifices. I don't want to hear it. I have zero patience
for it.
Well,
if they don't go with
zero.
It to wherever he goes, who's, when they have guests over, who's going to make the people take their shoes off and put slippers on where they have all the slippers lined up?
Do you have to, do they have slippers? Do you just have to walk around in your socks?
Barefoot. No, no. They have slippers. Everyone's benches. About 10 different sides. Like going to bowling alley.
You been
size
there?
Size are you? I have not been there.
Well, you don't know.
I know people inside.
I know.
I bet they're delightful UGG slippers.
Slippers someone else's
Paul,
worn?
Paul's in Grafton. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Beetle. Hottie. Jim. Hi. What up, 16?
Yep.
Hey, by the way, do you guys have tickets for the game? You guys going to the game, actually,
yeah,
you know, in the stadium?
I got 10 left.
Do you need six or eight?
What are they going for? Maybe I'm interested.
Well, okay,
like
here's
$300.
Let me tell you. I am going to the game. And
yep.
Last night, some guy who I don't know, but Zoe knows. What was the offer for my two tickets that he was going to give me?
8.
Didn't it get to 10?
Well, it's what if we upped the offer when you declined?
I declined at 8.
Wasn't it?
He offered at 10.
Thousand?
$10,000 for my two tickets.
Was it a real offer or was it?
Oh, the guy had the cash on hand,
and you didn't take it.
I did not.
Well, you're an idiot.
I'm not. No,
you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
You're a huge idiot.
He has to go to the Super Bowl. He's going to the Super Bowl. He's going to have a good time. It's a
because you have to. You have to see the Chiefs and 49ers. You got to be here for it. Been dreaming of it your whole life.
Would you like me to explain?
Not really. I would rather just sit here and shake my head at you.
No, do not explain.
All right, go ahead.
No,
explain.
I'm going to explain. It's quite simple.
And if I requested
some assistance in acquiring the tickets.
Oh.
And I was able to purchase the tickets at face value with said assistance.
Oh.
And because of that,
yeah.
If the organization that helped me acquire those tickets
was the
were to learn that I had turned around and sold the tickets.
The church? Did the church help you?
They'd be pissed, and rightfully so. No.
Don't players sell their tickets?
It was a favor for me to be able to acquire the tickets, and I am very thankful for that favor. I was going to be down
was
there,
it
and I said, I'm going to go to the game, and if I can acquire the tickets through some assistance, then I'm going to go. So I'm going.
And if you're coming,
that's why.
If you're coming down to the game, hang on to it.
So those tickets are not for sale, Hardy.
Coming down to the game.
Under no circumstance are those tickets for sale.
Let me ask you something.
Hang on to your tickets. Hang on if you don't have tickets till Saturday, because the ticket's going to go down. San Francisco is.
Let's just say the guy had $8,000 in cash on him, and he said, "What? No," and then he was going to go get more cash and up the offer.
I'm hearing Chiefs home game.
What kind of ATM does he have? Because, you know, most of them are limited.
Oh, I think he brought his cash with him.
Oh, okay. The person who helped you get the tickets, or the organization.
People, plural.
Is there a chance those people would never know if you didn't go to the game and someone else were sitting in those seats?
Absolutely.
It's possible that they wouldn't know, yeah.
I'd say it's probable.
In all likelihood,
they wouldn't know.
Maybe they wouldn't know. Maybe. Maybe they would know. I don't know. But I don't care. I would not do wrong by those people that did me the solid knowing that I was going to the game.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, you shelled out, I don't know, I just give it a number, $4,000 on two tickets, mm-hmm. right? And you got somebody who's going to buy one of the tickets from you.
Yes.
If you were to sell those two tickets
yes.
for $10,000,
sure.
that leaves a $6,000 profit.
Yes.
Is that $6,000 yours, or does three of it go to the person who is willing to eat the cost of one of the tickets?
Oh, no. Possession is 9/10 of the law, my friend. I acquired the tickets. They were my tickets. If another individual was going.
But don't you have to consult that individual who's already in town?
Do they have tickets? Where are their tickets?
He's going to the game with you. He's going to give you the money. Hey, don't you call him first and say, hey, I have a chance to sell these tickets for $10,000.
No. No, I wouldn't do that.
What would you do then?
I'd say, I'm sorry, but I'm no longer going the game. And you're not either.
And neither are you. The tickets are gone, and there was nothing we could do.
Very unfortunate. Thank you.
But I know what he would do, so I'm not even bothered to ask him. Plus, he's on his phone. He doesn't care.
I'd do the same damn thing.
But you.
Someone just texted me. You're an extremely, extremely smart man.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, it's not even being smart.
It wasn't
even doing the right thing. You would, I would never do that.
No.
I knew he wasn't going to sell him. I ran into the guy because I knew the guy.
Zoe was urging me to do it. I'm like, dude, are you nuts?
No, Zoe full well knew the situation and still gave you the information.
Knows the situation and was still trying to get me to sell the tickets.
I said, it's out there. People are looking. And
the guy was desperate. And the guy is desperate because he's 40 tickets short on packages he already sold. So I had a bidder who was in a desperate situation and without me even countering was already up to 10 grand.
Well, you had Zoe negotiating for you.
Master negotiator.
Seems like he was doing a pretty good job, though.
Just knowing the people who helped you get the tickets, they're business people. I think they'd understand.
I'm not going to try them. I'm not going to try them on that.
Nope.
Yeah, they're business people that would say, yeah, we could have done that, too, and we didn't need you to do it for yourself.
Who told him that he was a smart man?
Let me see.
Somebody with that organization?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, then they don't know either. It's all speculation.
Right.
And let me tell you something. If you were to keep that full $6,000 for yourself and just tell, I don't want to, his initials, Tony Malazzi, that he's not going to the game and not cutting him in on the profits.
No, why would you cut him on the profits? That's his issue.
Because what if he told you right now, I'm not going. I decided I'm not going.
Then tell him go golf some more down here.
No. I'm not paying you for my ticket. I'm not going.
Oh, no.
Is that okay?
No problem, because I made him put a check in the mail before anyone left town.
Well, then it is his ticket.
Once I knew that.
It's his ticket.
My wife didn't want to stay. I'm still going to go home.
You can't sell his ticket then without his consent.
It's those lotto buy-in tickets, hey?
I didn't cash the check yet. I don't even have it in my possession.
Oh, you're a bad person. You're dumb and
possession,
bad.
9/10 of the law.
Mean and dumb. That's a bad combination.
I'm not selling. I'm not selling, Hardy, and never would. Do the headlines, would you? Here's Hardy.
Deep in your heart is the answer. Find it, I know it'll pull you through. Get on your feet. Get up and make it happen. Get on your feet. Stand up and take some action.
Welcome back. Solak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. The phone number for you here on Solak and Bertrand with this hour brought to you by RCN. We've got 8 guests as of right now lined up for tomorrow. 8. Wow. And that could...
You want a quick rundown?
Yes.
All right. So tomorrow we have Darren Revelle, 10:15.
Is Capella cringing because he knows someone in there is going to cancel?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Don't expect all of them.
The what? It's a preview. Just telling you who's on the list right now.
Oh, you want him to have to listen to see who's on?
Yeah, no. Right. Come on. We can tell the people who's on. Make the appointment. Let's go.
David Carr.
Interesting.
Former number one pick. 10:30.
Zoe's going to want to ask him about his brother.
Where's Zoe?
Who knows? We're fine. Keep going.
Steve Mariucci, 10:50.
Always a good guest.
Always a good guest.
Joe Thomas, former Browns offensive lineman, NFL Network.
He's fun.
11:10.
Okay. Yep.
Nate Burleson, nice. 11:50.
That's going to be a great one. Looking forward to that. He's obviously doing Good Morning Football now, NFL Network, and he's a good one.
We have R.J. Bell at 1 o'clock. He's got a lay down the – he's got – I don't know. He has an idea for a proposition.
He looks thin, by the way.
R.J. live
in person. Very, very, very thin.
R.J.'s – oh, is he –
he's lost a lot of weight.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And our – it's like an annual – occurrence. Jenny McCarthy, 1:15.
For traditions.
Yeah.
Traditions.
We have one other one. I don't want to tease it just yet. We're working on it.
Do we know who it is?
I know who it is.
Do we know? Do I know who it is?
It's not that big a deal. Just don't want to tease it yet.
Ben, do I know who it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, what?
I think so. Nothing.
Oh,
you just
McCarthy?
Got back 3 minutes late. That's what just
Jenny
happened.
Jenny McCarthy's coming.
All right. Let's go to Frank, who's in the car. What's up, Frank?
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome. What's going on?
One comment, if I may, and I was reading that Tom Brady and Danny Amendola have been talking a bit. Wouldn't it be nice that Tom came back and he had a little more ammunition to work with?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. What else?
But switching it to a question that I have for you is Bill Belichick's coaching record. My question to you is, which year do you think he did his best coaching job? I'm saying 2008. I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I would not say 2008. I'm sort of down on the 2008 year, and because so many
everybody
people,
loves talking about
because
that 2008
so many people
season.
Love it so much. I, as a contrarian. D-bag, I go the other way. Like, what?
06.
They were undefeated the year before, and then they went to 11 wins. That was a difference of five wins from the previous season. That, I get it. You went from Brady to Castle, but it was pretty much the same team they brought back in 2008. And they didn't make the playoffs. So 11-5 that year didn't mean what it typically means because the rest of the league was so good. So compared to their peers, they weren't all that great. I think 2001 to me is the best coaching job to get off to the start that they got off to have a change at quarterback, to have it not tear your team apart. Yeah. I think that year, having still been fresh after having gone 5-11 the previous year, to start hearing some of the calls, some of the doubt as to whether or not Bill Belichick was going to work as a head coach. The track record was Cleveland prior to being in New England. That, to me, was, given the circumstances, unbelievable coaching job.
I like 14 just because it was dead in the water for so many people. After the loss at Kansas City, you know, this team, so bad. You know, the era's ending right now.
Oh, no, quarterback could spend it the next year.
Yeah.
Flakey broke that year.
To me, that was... And maybe that's more overall team as much as it was coaching, but be able to come back from what felt like a really, really bad place in that 2014 season. That's the one that's been my favorite to watch.
2001, they started off 1-3. They were then 3-4. Then they were 5-5. They just, 1-3, you're dead in the NFL. 1-3 is hard to come back from.
What were they in 14? 2-2?
Yeah. That's actually a big difference.
But we like them for similar reasons.
Yeah, but I just look at 2014 and say, 2014, you had tons of talent, though. Like, that was not
what
we...
playing like
that
it.
Was, I know, but that wasn't what we expected when they started 2014. At 1-3 in 2001, you said, yep, this feels like this Patriots team. This feels like where they're at.
Yeah, I'd like to...
5-11 last year, they suck. And then all of a sudden, they come back, they start 1-3, and they lose Drew, and... You're like, this one's just circling the drain already.
0-16 for me, because I didn't think they had much talent. Oh, Caldwell and company. You're up 18 on an AFC championship game. You blew that game. Should have been a Super Bowl. And you 18-point lead at halftime.
How do you pick that as your best coaching?
Because the entire year. I think that was one of Brady's best years, making chicken salad with chicken bleep.
I think that's Brady's
best year. That's Brady.
They didn't have anybody on defense. They were banged up.
They didn't have the answer for Peyton Manning in the second half.
Nope. Right.
He adjusted. They didn't.
Linebackers couldn't cover. Safeties couldn't cover. Yeah. Tells you with Dallas Clark. Dallas Clark, post corner.
Yep. Is that Ron Rivera?
Yeah.
He's coaching a team now.
He's been here since 8 o'clock doing the rounds. He's been here all day.
You're kidding me.
All day long.
Well, good for him.
Riverboat gambler, baby.
Derrick Henry was here this morning.
Love that guy.
I don't know what he was promoting this morning.
Yeah.
Left, came back in a different shirt, promoting something else, doing the rounds.
Oh, man, do I love that guy even more now.
I bet he
sell his tickets.
I bet the first crew doesn't know about the second crew.
Running backs don't get paid, so got to make your money.
Oh, he's gonna get paid.
Huh.
He's going to get paid this offseason. Is he still here?
No, he walked out. I tried to get him this morning, and I tried to get him this afternoon. Didn't work.
Got it. Today's takeaways are coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Wake Up 180 Weight Loss. Get to Wake Up 180 Weight Loss today for your free consultation or give them a call at wakeup180weightloss.com. Make 2020 the last time you'll ever make losing weight your New Year's resolution. What do you got there, Beetle?
This is really nice. This Yeti mug from Phil Simms today.
Hold that up for the camera so T-Bone watching back in Dorchester can see what we got. He's a big fan of the Yetis. He doesn't always get them when they are being handed
when
out.
When they're gifted.
When they're gifted.
There's two things he loves.
Hey,
Yeti and a Canon sweatshirt.
I got one too. I like the handle.
It's very nice.
I've never had one with a handle.
Yeah, Bigelow T sent me a big box basket with it, and now I got a matching one, so we got two.
That's nice.
It's very nice. I want to say thank you again to our friends at Bigelow T.
Stuff in here, too.
Tee proudly.
It's classy.
Yeah.
Three Yetis.
Now we can all go to the game and match Bob Soucy with our own Bigelow T mug.
You know what, T-Bone? I got a Yeti sticker in here. I'll bring that back for you.
I really
There's
appreciate
Phil
that.
Phil Simms.
Yeah.
Phil Simms earlier today on the show.
On a train.
Phil Simms.
What about Tom Brady?
Where do you think he's going?
He's going to New England. I mean, can Tom...
Nice.
I think of it this way. You got to adjust to the players, to the city, to the fan, the media, a new system. It just on and on, and it's a lot. That's a lot of stress, and you know what they do. Even though he's Tom Brady, when he goes to a new team, if he does, you know they're all going to sit back and go, well, let's see it, let's see that. Come on, show it to me.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different thing. You know, he's already done it where he is, so he's held in high esteem, and they might overlook things and everything he does. I just can't imagine him playing somewhere else.
See,
I'll say this. Name me a team where it fits.
Phil Simms does not see him leaving. In fact, Phil Simms went on to say that the end of his career, he had offers on the table to keep playing, offers that would pay him good money. And his wife said, oh, good for you. Well, we'll come visit you a couple times a year. And he was like, what? So his wife was not willing to move.
Right. You know, it's interesting, too. We talk about Tom Brady and what, you know, the success might be with another team and all this stuff. But he's absolutely right. You know, just like the fan base and, like, what the reaction is around here, we're used to it. It's like the checkdowns and, you know, there's a lot that goes on in a Tom Brady game and a Tom Brady win that doesn't immediately jump out at you as you're watching the greatest of all time.
Right.
It's very, it's oftentimes methodical and it's, surgical and tedious sometimes watching him operate. I don't know how, you know, people think they know Tom Brady. You really sit down and watch like a lot of games start to finish if he's not playing for your team. Do you really know what the process is like? Because you're not getting 07 Tom Brady throwing to Randy Moss. It's not that Tom Brady. He's really, really good. But it's a different kind of good. And it's not going to jump out at you the first time you see him play.
20 years of steadiness.
Let's get to another quarterback who was a guest on the show today. That was Ron Jaworski. The great Ron Jaworski as well.
Gentlemen, great to be with you. Another Super Bowl week. Here we are, Radio Row, having fun breaking it down. Scotty, good to
see you. How many interviews have you done? It's got to be only your second interview.
Hey, they don't call me Jaws for nothing.
I know.
I've been here since 7:30, man.
Jesus.
Just give me a cup of coffee. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, they don't have any here, so don't worry about it.
What?
Yeah. They run out. We've been talking.
I got a guy.
I'm not talking.
I got a guy, Scotty.
I saw you eating something over there. Where did you go?
I had to go to one of the other networks they had. There's no food in this place. How can I have food? We got 1,000 people. There's no food. I had to go over Fox to steal some of their bananas.
Worst host committee in the history of Super Bowl.
Jeez, we're in Miami. I mean, we could at least have a Mai Tai or something like that.
Have a banana.
Even Jaws was complaining about the lack of food today. I'm like, oh, we just said enough talk about this.
He brought it up on me.
And he comes in and he brings it up. Encouraged you. All right, tomorrow, as we said, we've got a bunch of guests lined up. Should be a spectacular finish to our week on Radio Row. Do we know who's coming up on Felger and Maz today?
Not sure.
No one's paying attention to us over there, so I don't know.
Who's on Felger Mass
today? Who's on Felger Mass today? Do we know? We're your guests.
Hey, Mass, you're loud enough all the time. Like you, who's your guest? Florio.
Florio. Oh, somebody new.
Don't you have one every year?
Every year.
Tomorrow on TNR?
Yeah.
David Ortiz?
David Ortiz.
McCourty twins?
McCourty twins. Interesting. McCourty
Carson Palmer?
Twins. I have a question. Why are the McCourty twins going on with them?
I don't know. They responded to them, I guess.
No, no. You guys have been emailing for over 2 weeks now.
Calling, emailing. Yes, I don't know how that happened. I really don't know the answer.
They might be here tomorrow representing something other than Pizza Hut, though.
Oh, yeah. I think they might be doing...
Double dip.
What's that?
They're double dipping.
Oh, double
dip.
I thought it was a product named Double Dip. I'm like, what's Double Dip?
That'd be great.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that. And it might be a different set of PR people, which is why when we asked for Logan today, he wasn't here.
He's got really little shoulders.
We were inquiring through a different product. It was not pizza that they were pushing in that email. That makes sense.
Maybe they'll still get back to us.
I don't think so.
We'll do them at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
But maybe we'll see Logan tomorrow. Logan the PR guy.
Okay. Good.
We'll have a talk with him. Felger Mass coming your way next. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline. MA.org.